got brought up. One thing first and foremost is I was hoping you could maybe clarify the comment about BC and working in BC. Like when that person asked you about how can we stay in the industry and maybe is there hope for staying in the oil and gas industry, like instead of looking out elsewhere?
Yeah,
just
no,
some
I was.
Clarification.
Yeah, I guess first my point was that already trades can move back and forth if they have the Red Seal endorsement. So, but we can work in other areas maybe to provide some mobility. So, you know, like up our way, I'm an hour and a half from BC border, so, and there's projects that span both sides. So I guess that would be one, if there isn't a job right now in Alberta, maybe they can work close in BC, but still be kind of close to home. But I did mention, you know, there's layoffs in both sides. So, I mean, the oil prices affected everybody. So there may not be the opportunities to move to other provinces. So we have to, she made up a good point that we do maybe need to look closer is how can we keep that core of skilled tradespeople here in Alberta. And
Is there enough being done on that front? I mean, I know a lot, there was a few eyebrows raised when you talked about job creation, and the program won't be ready until 2017.
No, because, well, you know, it takes some time to do it right. So, yeah, we have the step one coming in. So, yeah, that's not, hopefully that'll be helpful in the future, but that's not going to help maybe this sector. Initially, it wasn't, it was looking at other sectors as well, not just our industry. So, yeah, it might be something I have to go back and talk to my ministers and see if there's something we can be doing. And as you know, we have a fairly restrained budget as well. So, but are there things we can maybe do, you know, within the job skills training or advanced ed that to be helpful?
How you talked about people potentially going to BC, but you also talked about concern about losing workers to the other province.
So companies are concerned about, they've told me, you know, how can they, they're concerned about ways they can keep their skilled core trades people in Alberta, because we all know the price is going to go back up. So how can we keep people in Alberta? And that's a challenge for everybody. And, you know, that's something we maybe need to look at. How can we assist industry in that? But there's no firm plans right now on that.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was just wondering if people might perceive this, that the government is seeing BC as sort of a safety valve for workers to, if they can't find a job.
Oh, no. I meant more that was, you know, with the, there already is those, you can be mobile and move back and forth if you're in the trades. I was thinking more, you know, up our way where there's, you know, there's plays that they don't know. The Duvernay, for example, doesn't know it's in BC or Alberta, or, you know, the Montney. They're big plays. So there's companies that are working both sides of the border, but it's at projects. So that was, I was just thinking more, you know, in my area, it's possible to live in Alberta still and work in BC.
And that's, I mean, what I see across Twitter, a lot of people criticizing, saying, is there enough being done for those people who want to stay in oil and gas, to work in oil and gas, and just to make sure I don't misquote you? You'd hopefully like to maybe expand on those plans and see if there's more that can be done.
I would like to talk to industry more and see, you know, what their thoughts are. I don't have a concrete plan right now. You know, it's a big number of folks who are without work right now, but I do know there's lots, you know, there's some who maybe were able to stay at home and work and now maybe are in camp, so they still, you know, with those trades endorsements, you're pretty mobile, so you can still go out and get some of those jobs. So, you know, it's a tough time for everybody, and not just in oil and gas. There's lots of, you know, jobs being lost in the service sector. I in one of my speeches, I've mentioned a gal I did some work for in our town. She has a salon, and even just with less disposable income, she's losing more than a mortgage payment a month just in lost business. So, I mean, it affects everybody. Or, you know, I look at the hotel in my town, you can tell how healthy the industry is by how many service trucks are out there. So, you know, it's this oil price is hurting a lot of Albertans, and we just have to try to get through, hunker down and get through it. And
thank you, Minister.
Thank you, Minister.